White, Willie, Petoskey, Michigan, June 23, 1891. Dear son Willie, I have just read your letter. I have received one letter from Henry Miller, but nothing since we sent the letter you changed in some things and sent to me. I have sent the deed to Elder Fulton, supposed to be duly executed. I have written quite a number of letters to different ones who seemed to be in trouble. I have under consideration now a letter from Brother Craig soliciting advice in regard to confessing a sin committed before he embraced the truth or made any profession of religion. I think it is a matter where he should have some counsel. Just what I should advise is questionable. It is an important point. Confessed, he says, only to one man, Elder Kilgore. I have an important letter from Brother Hollenbeck, and it contains pitiful statements. I hardly know how to answer this letter. I would that I could help the man by advice to do the things he knows God would have him do. The work here goes on about the same. The basement of the church, the mason work, is done. Now the building. But carpenters are so fully employed that it is difficult to get workmen. Our house is not completed yet. The floors are to be laid. It has to be painted, and the piazza floors laid. One side of the floor to piazza is laid. There is so much lumber called for that the mills cannot furnish it. Everything is going forward marvelously in the building line in Petoskey. Every old house is being added to and sidewalks torn up. New plank walks laid. Every house that can be added to and improved seems to be doing it now. There is a desire I shall be at the camp meeting. I have about decided to go. Van Horn said he would write me, but I have not received a line yet. I may not go. Brethren Star and Lay talk of going. I did speak under the auspices of the W. I learned that which I said was pleasing to those who heard. The question was asked Sister Douse if I would go to Mackinac in July and speak there to the W convention. It was too far off to make any answer other than, if other duties did not interfere, I would be happy to comply with their request. In regard to the wheels, I sent a letter to Edson Sunday night in regard to this matter. Wheels from here were sent as much as 3 weeks ago. We cannot use the Surrey, but Dr. Douse is just as kind and accommodating as she can be. We use her Surrey without top. We put in our phaeton to be painted 2 weeks since. Thought we would let it stay long enough to get thoroughly dried. Last Sunday, Sarah went for the phaeton, and they said it was not all done yet. The lazy back was to be fixed. Sarah told them we proposed to fix that. Then a boy piped up, "You cannot use the phaeton, for it was only painted yesterday. So we will have to get along a while longer." I am quite well health-wise. Some days I am so sleepy I cannot use my senses to write much. Then again, I am clear and can do good work. I cannot understand this sleepiness. I sleep well nights, but awake at about 3:30 to 4 every morning. Retire at 9 p.m. We have had 2 fogs and just a light shower. But you should see the blackberry bushes. They look like a snowball. They are set from the blossoms to the berries for a large crop. Rains will be a great blessing. We have blackberry bushes in abundance surrounding us, full of the pure white blossoms. Everything is moving pleasantly. Sabbaths there are outsiders in, several of them. I should state that the attorney did not charge me anything for his doing the business, and there seems to be a general kindly feeling among the businessmen to accommodate us and please us all they can. One store is selling out. There is a piece of cloth, broadcloth width, for $2.38 per yard. Do you want enough for a suit of clothing? It seems to be a very nice piece. I will get it if you want. telegraph, or it may be gone. I will send you Craig's letter. Return it to me again after reading it. You can see and judge of its importance after you read. I wrote him a few lines, invited him to the minister's school to spend a short time, and I told him it would take me a little time to consider and pray over the matter. I think he ought to consult others in reference to this matter. I hardly know how to answer him. Mother. I have received word from Dr. Lay that Van Horn has a place, good accommodations, in the house of the brother who owns the land. He is quite well off, and his house is on the land, his farm. I think I will go. Sarah said you did not expect us to send the wheels, for you took the hub of the broken one with you, and therefore she did not feel in a hurry. The wheels must have reached you ere this. Mother.